2 o'clock. I'm Vanessa Phelan with the latest news, sports, and weather. The investigation into the multi-million euro fraud targeting Luxembourg's Caritas Foundation has entered a third phase, with 3 further suspects arrested abroad as part of a coordinated international police operation. Shortly after 7 o'clock this morning, an accident occurred on the Rue de Bastogne in Etelbrook when a driver lost control and overturned his vehicle. Due to a high risk of congestion and a partial road closure, drivers are being urged to avoid this route. In international stories, European Union lawmakers and member states have reached a deal to ban all imports of Russian gas by autumn 2027, as the bloc seeks to choke off key funds feeding Moscow's war chest. Norway has postponed the first licenses to permit deep-sea mining in its Arctic waters for 4 years, a delay environmentalists hope signals the nail in the coffin of the plans. Lebanese and Israeli civilian representatives held their first direct talks today in decades, part of a year-old ceasefire monitoring mechanism in the war with militant group Hezbollah. Until now, Israel and Lebanon, which have no formal diplomatic relations, had insisted on keeping military officers in the role. Finally, officials in Indonesia and Sri Lanka are battling to reach survivors of deadly flooding in remote, cut-off regions as the toll in the disaster that also hit southern Thailand and northern Malaysia topped 1,500. In Indonesia, survivors expressed growing frustration about the slow pace of rescue efforts and aid delivery, as humanitarian groups warned the scale of the challenge was almost unprecedented. Turning now to sport. Hosts Australia face a blockbuster group clash with New Zealand at the 2027 Rugby World Cup, as holders South Africa were pitted with Italy in the draw in Sydney today. Meanwhile, Hong Kong coach Logan Asplin called it a dream come true after the World Cup draw pitted the Asian debutants with New Zealand and hosts Australia. Hong Kong qualified for the first time in their history in July when they romped past South Korea 70-22 to become Asia champions. For more on these stories and for all the latest news, head to rtltoday.lu.
The weather is brought to you by
Raiffeisen, the bank that belongs to its members.
The weather will remain cloudy today with scattered rain showers and high temperatures between 6 and 8 degrees. Right now, it's still 6 degrees.